Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, you need a countdown?
No. I was ready to do it. Oh, you was about to do it. Welcome back to another episode of Minority Minds Podcast. I'm Gail. Got my man Sid over here and Mac. What's up, man?
Yeah, what's happening?
Fuck you too, bitch. But nah, we back after, you know, a little hiatus. Shout out to...
Sometimes we need our breaks.
Facts. Shout out to Frio and Rob holding it down for us.
Yeah, finally eating something.
Yeah. So how we doing?
We need to get a voiceover for anybody who ain't here. Just have them like with one saying and we just play it anytime they're not here.
Well, you gonna say why do white people have no lips? And I'm not the classic man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We gonna work on that. Once we get an NPC, we got it.
Facts. So what's happening?
Yeah, how we doing, man?
Cool. What's up with you too?
And like the Africans would say, tayat.
Yeah, that's part of
it. Oh, wow.
Super tayat.
It's only Monday, man. That's the worst part.
I don't go back to work till Monday, so I don't really care.
True. So you off on Mondays now?
I'm going out tonight.
Must be nice.
Right.
I took off work. Look, I work hard. I work like literally 7 days a week. And some days two jobs in one day. I think I deserve to take a week off.
See some titties in your face.
No. I don't know. It was a Rona.
Oh, you right.
I don't know.
With a mask on, you'd be alright.
I'm good.
I don't know. With the vaccine, people getting a little reckless.
Yeah,
I know. I know.
What, they flashed the card, the vax card on you?
Man, no. They just motherfuckers stop wearing masks to get them little face shields look like RoboCop.
That don't work.
Yeah, it's like your mouth's not covered up. Like, right. What the fuck is that supposed to do?
Bunch of idiots.
Exactly. But oh, no, shout out to Prime. My man was out of work for a while. Well, he back.
Mm-hmm.
He saved my life because I've been working crazy hours trying to cover for him and stuff at Brooklyn. So glad he's back.
Oh, I thought like somebody tried to kill you at the club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Literally saved the club was trying to kill me all them damn steps and all them damn hours I was in that joint.
Anytime I hear that, I think of that Bernie Mac line.
What?
When he said in Kings of Comedy, they ain't gonna kill me, I'm gonna kill them. These kids are kids.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to the original Mac.
Facts.
What's up with you, fam?
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm feeling good. You know, hit the little raffle. For the Jays.
You did?
Yeah.
I tried to hit it, but sneakers is disrespectful.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a little chump change back when I sell
Facts.
It.
Facts.
So you won a raffle?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then when I get it, I'm going to sell that bitch.
Kills everything I hate.
Yeah. You live long enough to be the villain, man.
Yeah. Facts. Big facts.
Yeah.
So
let's get into the weekend.
Who wants to go first? I guess I'll go first.
Go ahead. You got that long ass story coming.
It's not even that long. It's just funny. So Friday night, I was supposed to work. I ended up going to work because one of the guys called out. So end of the night, some guy, one of the promoters, is looking for his cousin. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm trying to find my cousin." Come to find out, his cousin went in the bathroom with a girl. So I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I'm about to knock. He's like, "No, chill." He's like, "His girl's at the table." I was like, "What?" So we're trying to clear the place out. He comes out and he's sweaty.
Oh,
and I'm like, "Bro, like, what the fuck are you doing?"
On. I mean, you know.
Oh, of course, I know that, but I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" So
rhetorical.
He's super rhetorical. So he's just like, man, I'm not trying to go back around my girl or whatever. Nigga, you sweat like a pig right now. But so his girl ends up walking around the corner. He's going to stand and tell him something. I'm waiting for the bathroom. Like, two doors is open, one door is closed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this nigga here. So he walk off with her. She's like, I want to go to this place. And I'm like, you don't see him sweat like this? Like, what the fuck? So then I got to get the girl out. So I knock. She opened the door and pulled me in the bathroom. I'm like, this ain't about to happen. Yeah. I'm good on that, fam.
Round two.
That's right. She was drunk as hell. She was drunk as hell, right? So I'm like, she was like, do what you gotta do. I just want peace. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yes. So I finally get her out and I walk into the outside. Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to me, she had a friend that ended up going to the bathroom, but I didn't see. So I'm thinking, bathrooms are clear, it's time to go. So after I get outside, I go to the car, I'm leaving, and I realize I had my manager's keys, so I had to come back. Mm-hmm. She texts on the chat, it's somebody in the bathroom. I'm like, what? So I'm like, what the fuck? So I get there, Prime is taking her outside. Apparently, her drunk ass was on the floor in the bathroom with no shoes on.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting. Fuck? Yeah, drunk as hell.
Her feet gonna catch the Rona.
The whole body gonna catch the Rona. So I was like, dawg, this is fucking insane. But that's my story.
So what ended up happening to the dude?
Right.
Nothing, I guess. I don't know.
So she just didn't notice that he smelled like sweat and booty meat.
Right.
She was drunk too, but still. She out there joking. I'm like, apparently he's from New York. I was like, New York niggas is foul.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a raw dog, a random joint during the Rona.
Oh, he didn't.
Where did he get a condom from too? That he came in with his girl.
I don't know.
There's no other explanation
for that.
He not walking around with no condom. Well, his girl gonna be like, so what you need that for?
I mean, what's she looking in his wallet for?
Like, you know how relationships work. I'm like, dog, this is a foul nigga, man.
God damn.
Yeah.
How you come follow this? That? I don't know. He can't follow up no sweaty ass.
I told you I should have went first.
I was chilling. I hung out with my brother, had a little heart to heart.
About parenting?
Yeah, you know.
No, I knew it was coming.
No, because we was over there to just, you know, get help with the registry, and then, you know, just happened. Just started drinking, like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Is the registry up?
I think so. I got to send a link.
Yeah, send a link. We might need to post it on Minority Minds, see if people going by.
That's a bet.
Did he tell you that, like, how to beat the crap out of your child in tech? Like, don't hold back.
No, I didn't even get to that part. I will, though.
I'll say.
If it's a boy, I'm fucking him up in all video games. What the fuck are you doing?
But then what are you going to do at that moment when he gets better than you? Like,
it's because you know he's going to get better than you.
You know it's coming. I feel like it would be hard to handle. Mm. Like, we're so competitive and so prideful, like,
I could see.
Hey, check up.
Exactly.
See, I never actually played my father in any sports or any video games.
Me neither.
But when I got taller than him, I could see it in his face, the hopelessness.
I'm the captain now.
I was like, look at me. I'm the captain now.
I think there was an American Dad episode about that.
Facts.
When Steve started taking the biggest steak.
I remember that.
He was like, he's asserting his dominance.
it was a Family Guy episode when Peter found out what's his name? Chris had a bigger thing than him.
Oh yeah.
I remember.
And he was so fucking embarrassed.
So Gail, do you feel like you ready?
Not really. It hasn't really hit me until I know it's gonna hit me like probably
when you change your first diaper.
I've been changing diapers.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's just
it hit different when it's yours.
Yeah, it hit different when I'm actually see my child here. I know it will.
Y'all start thinking of names.
Yeah, I got my name for a boy, but
what you got?
Legend.
He said that last time.
I said that last time.
You did say that. Yeah. I thought you was joking.
No. His name's going to be Legend.
You got a middle name?
Not yet. I'm trying to make a tribute for my brother because, you know, he lost one, so.
Who's one?
Gerald. Yeah.
Name him Gerald. That'd be fire. I was, you know, it's funny. I was actually thinking about baby names for some reason. Mm-hmm. Oh, because Prime was telling me about one girl that I was going to talk to that he tried to hook me up with that I dodged the bullet on because she's pregnant now. So
that could, you could have been the daddy.
That could have been
the
bullet.
I didn't smash.
I had a daddy.
I didn't smash.
It doesn't mean you dodged the bullet.
Right.
I did dodge the bullet. I'm going to look. Gotta bleep that out. But yeah, nah. So I was thinking about names. I was like, I started thinking, I was like, maybe I will name, if I have a son, instead of naming him after me, might name him after my father and Coach White.
So
he'd be Sebastian Edward Basima.
That's tight.
Yeah, there are too many Sebastians walking around here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You ever thought about names?
We actually talked about that the other day. We got time to figure it out, but maybe throwing Felix in there somewhere. Because that name was passed down on my dad's side.
So. Oh, was it?
Oh, so it's always just going to keep going on.
I don't know. We got to get the other half on board, but I'm sure we'll figure something out. Cause
I mean, if that's something that's important, that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, we haven't had serious discussions on it yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We will, though.
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
But
how was your weekend?
It was cool, man. Watched Invincible. That's been my Friday, like morning ritual. Gym ritual.
Ritual, like
yeah.
That.
Every Friday when I'm in the gym, watch Invincible get beat on.
There's more blood every time they put his name. They show his name on the screen.
That battle beast put holy paws on that man. But,
put a hole in him too. God damn.
I'm waiting on. I'm like I said. I'm two episodes behind, but I'll catch up by the end of the week.
The thing I like about that show is that they buck the trends of like superhero tropes. So like when the heroes show up, they're like, "Oh, they about to run it." Mm-hmm. Nah, player. This ain't a WB show.
Yeah, you're getting your ass whooped on here.
The Mars episode was hilarious.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
They're just running. It just cut. It turned to black, and then all you see is run. I feel like that's something like a normal person would do.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't about to find my way out of this. We just going to run. Start the ship.
I do have one gripe about the show. The black girl is annoying.
Amber?
Yes. No. She's super annoying. She's really pointless.
I don't know. In the comics, she's there. But yeah. She's not even black. That's the thing.
But her character wasn't as involved in the comic.
Exactly. So why is she so involved in the show?
Because they're trying to,
you know.
They don't need to ground him. He's already grounded. The nigga is learning how to be a superhero. He's awkward in high school. Does he really need to be dating?
I would shit.
Yeah, in high school, too. But
she doesn't even know that he's a superhero.
She will.
She don't need to.
I get it. I just think she's irrelevant.
She will. And then, you know, when you think about the fact that it's Zazzy, you're like, oh, you know,
exactly.
It's cool.
I'll take it.
I guess, but
Domino.
Still.
I'll take it.
Domino.
Ridiculous. I just don't think she's essential to anything that's going on. Maybe she will be down the line, but right now it's like she's every time she's on, I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
She's super annoying. Maybe that's the point of the character.
Yeah. I actually think one of the best characters on the show is it Debbie?
Is that the wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she looks tired all the time though. Godly.
And I like that she's not afraid of
standing up to a man's.
Yeah. Even though he could just crush her head just like he
the
did.
What you say to me?
Just like he did. Like, I could say, I wouldn't be a little like, but I mean, she's just.
Yeah, I like her character.
I like the demon guy. He's hilarious.
Oh, Hellboy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks just like Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Rocking a trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but I don't understand why it gets cold. When he's in there.
Yeah.
It's like, from hell. What? Confused.
Yeah.
How many episodes left?
Two.
Oh, it's eight. Shit.
And then, yeah, they're about to announce a season two. Like, everyone's waiting for it.
I mean, it has to be.
It has to be. This shit's amazing. Too good.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for that announcement. But,
did you know the guy who created the comic, wrote the comic when he was 23?
Yeah, Kirkman, Robert Kirkman.
Yeah. Amazing.
Something wrong with his mind because he made up The Walking Dead too.
I mean, but if you really think about it, that's how superheroes will probably act in real life.
Yep, that's why people are like relating so much to the show.
Yeah.
Like that and The Boys.
Like when he grabbed that old lady and tried to fly her to safety and then like hit a couple things and then like she was all messed up.
Yeah.
That's what really happened though.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with the boys. Like with
the boys is like Sprint will own a superhero team. Tesla have a superhero team.
Like when they was on the plane and
that's Lady, season one, right?
Lady Maeve was like, yeah, was right. Like, just fly it up or something. He's like, I have nothing to push off of. Like, I'll just fly through it.
That's true. Like, that's what? Very true. And he said, back up, I'm going to laser all of you.
I do remember when I first saw that scene, I was uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, that joke was like,
I was the only one laughing. I'm sorry.
I was like,
that was funny.
Yo.
He's really about to let all
but, but it's like, hey, you've never watched a superhero show where they don't save the people on the plane.
Yeah.
It's like, and yo, then, is this really happening?
Then he said, then Lady May said, save the girl. He was like, no, because she gonna snitch. And then he went to the crash site and gave the speech.
Stone face. I was like, this thing is crooked. Oh, man, it was so bad.
Yeah, but Amazon's bringing it with the exclusive content.
Facts. They're being smart about it. Go get the stuff that people don't really have that much. Like, Marvel's doing so well. Don't try to compete with Marvel. Go find something obscure that has meaning behind it and just let it go.
Yeah, because now people are going back, like me, because I didn't know about the comic, but I went back and started reading them. And they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good. So, so yeah, I mean, I started talking about my weekend. So, yeah, I started that. So that was Friday. And then on Saturday, I just went to a little gathering with the lady. So that was cool.
Where you go?
Huh?
Where you go?
Her aunt's house. Okay. It was just like very low key, just chilling. And yeah, man, other than that, chilling, trying to rest for work. This weekend went by real fast. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like every weekend going by fast.
Bro, I feel like the week goes by fast with me. I start Monday off with no voice because I've been yelling all damn weekend. Mm-hmm. And then by the time my voice comes back, it's time to go back to the club.
Boy, you gotta drink some lemon.
Man.
Lemon tea.
I've been trying. It's just annoying. Yeah. And I'd be just so tired. Like,
yeah.
Can't complain. We sound dry as shit. All right, because the comic relief's not here.
Yeah.
And everybody tired.
Yeah, big facts.
Facts.
Shell was like, I'm gonna be asleep when you're done. Guaranteed. I was like, oh.
At least I know where you're going to be at.
Great. And I'm going to wake you up, too. It's like,
I'm going to wake you up.
All right, let's get into, before we get into it, you know, rest in peace, DMX, even though it's a little late.
And
but, yeah.
He get honored. He's going to get honored for the rest of the year. I don't care when he passed. Everybody should be honoring that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's people. Life is so precious, and it just ends before you know it. Mm-hmm. Like we all just assume we have forever.
Yeah,
you never know. That's why you gotta cherish the times you got.
Exactly. Like I don't. You know how when we was growing up, it was like we revered them. Not revered them. We was big fans of them. So it kind of hit different now, knowing that he's gone. Because when Tupac died, I'm like, you know, I just he died. Like, I listened
to
his
music.
Yeah,
because we were so young, we didn't understand it.
But now it's like, damn.
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, I remember exactly where I was when the alert came on my phone that he passed away. Because I had been monitoring it since he had been in a coma. And then I was like, I stopped and the nurse was like, you all right? I was like, DMX just died. He wasn't raised here, so he didn't really understand.
Right.
So I stopped breaking down who DMX was and what kind of person he was. And he was like, oh, like, he was like, damn. He started feeling bad.
Right.
Like, I was almost in tears.
Damn.
Then I went on YouTube and just was watching all his music videos in loop. Like,
yeah, I think the reason people loved him so much is because he was real.
Yeah.
Like, he was just...
He didn't give a fuck.
He was just a real...
He didn't hide his faults. He wasn't trying to portray this perfect guy. He was transparent about him doing crack and drugs and stuff like that. Loved women, but he loved kids, he loved dogs. Like, he was so multi-layered. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was just like, he's like that uncle that you know that's fucked up, but he got a good heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
Yeah, there's there's one thing I do like that. That's why it softened the blow a little bit for me, because he did get appreciated.
Yeah.
Like the verses and also on the Drink Champs.
Yeah, I watched that Drink Champs thing like 3 times.
Yeah, so it's like he got his flowers while he was here.
Yeah, and like, you know, it was like, I'm glad Nori started Drink Champs because he I don't think he got Prodigy on before Prodigy died.
Nah.
But he brought in Havoc after.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's like, doing what, like, he's right. We listen to hip hop, us growing up, and we start, like, I'm guilty of it. I'm sure we're all guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
We, once rappers run their course, we clown them instead of saying,
yeah,
dog, like,
these are legends.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Like, you know, like, we clown Ja Rule, but, like, Ja Rule's really
and
good.
Hits.
Hits on hits on hits on hits. Like, you know, I was just making jokes about his music videos, mm-hmm. but, like, the songs were always good. 50 Cent.
I don't know about that, that's a personal preference. I think his first album is the best one. That's it.
Don't be disrespectful.
I mean, Get Rich was arguably one of the greatest albums that, you know, ever came
before I self-destruct is actually my favorite 50 Cent album. But
you're the minority.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
you usually are.
That's fine. That's why I'm a minority mind.
Facts.
Touche. But like, I mean, you know, it's for him, like, you know, the joy people had of watching DMX on Versus, him rapping, freestyling, and like singing so lively, it's like, damn, that was a year ago.
And when
For real?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when I hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I don't hear the Christmas
voice. I hear his voice.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Come on. Man, what's y'all favorite DMX song?
Shit. It's either We In Here or it's two of them.
Stop Being Greedy is up there for me.
I love that song.
Stop Being Greedy is probably up there for me because I love the duality of it.
I like Get At Me Dog and Damien.
Mm.
Yeah, album cut. He had so many good songs. You know what I'm saying?
He did.
And then the song you did with Cisco for the
What These Bitches Want.
Yeah.
What movie was that? Romeo Must Die.
That was on his album.
I think it was on the soundtrack.
I know what
song
you're talking about too. But
he did another song.
Yeah, that's a song.
Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm.
What's look it up?
Look that shit up.
Facts. Now, I watched the video with him and Aaliyah for the Romeo Must Die song, Back in One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
Both of them.
Yeah, like. It's like that shit hit you in the chest, man. Like I wish we gotta really start treating our hip hop like legends better.
Facts. And I just looked up the other one. I forgot it was X Gonna Give It To You. That shit get me hype every time I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he just what's the song he did? God Give Me a Sign.
I didn't really like that.
I love that song. I don't know why I love that song, but I love that song. It just, it's like, you're like, damn, he is making a gospel song. He probably was high as hell when he did this joint. But like, this shit's crazy. I'm looking for that.
And he's very like inspirational with his, you know, his prayers. Bruh, and yeah, like,
dog, the prayers make, could be songs.
Yeah. I think they did that. Like,
well, he did a prayer at like, at the end of all his albums.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, when he does the live joint, like because he did two on Drink Champs.
Mm.
Didn't he do one at the Breakfast Club too?
I think so.
Yeah, like shit's crazy, man. I was like, this dude is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, always gonna be pumping up one DMX song at least once a week.
Facts.
I mean, I was doing that before, you know, anything happened because you know it gave me hype. But
I like that. I mean, then we was talking about it on Saturday. I feel like if you would have dropped Rough Riders Anthem now, that just still would have been a crazy hit.
It's still a hit.
That just
I don't give a fuck what nobody
so,
say.
Yeah, it's like that joint just get you going.
Exactly. Like he's the artist that'll get me hype out of any situation or any type of mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm, you know, just feeling type of way, just crank that shit and I'm good.
Oh, and how's it going down? The
intro. Just the intro.
The intro's so classic. Oh, like Hello? You suck it. I was like, what? This is not that how the video started off.
Don't give me no foul shit. Who dick you sucking?
Exactly.
I'm like, damn. I don't know nobody in Yonkers.
Oh my gosh. You know, New York dudes had a certain flair with their skits. Mm-hmm. Cause like, remember the Diplomat album?
I was saying, yeah, the albums yeah. all had like the
some great yeah. skits.
That shit is so fucking funny. She's like, on Purple Haze. What's the skit on Purple Haze where she's like, yeah, I'm a chicken. I'm gonna say quack quack or some shit. He's like, that's a duck. Get your sounds right.
That was a good one too. Yeah. That was a wild era.
It was. I mean, if you go look at just like the outfits, the way they carry themselves, I watched an old Mobb Deep and 50 Cent joint Out of Control video, mm-hmm. and like Prodigy's in the club. It's a club song, but he looks so hard trying to dance. It's like, are you enjoying yourself, bro?
Damn.
You're like, damn, these dudes really, it's like thugs was making club songs. Now it's like, these dudes are just like,
they don't know how to make a club song.
They
no
don't.
More,
they think they can sing
with the auto-tune. Yeah, it's annoying. Like,
rap, they think just because it has bass.
Yeah, rap is trash now. I'm sorry. Like,
it's different. It's like, it just needs to. They need to get an edge again.
There is one rapper. Like, I don't know. Is he new? Moneybagg, yo. Is he new?
He's our age, but he just started getting famous.
Yeah, I mean, I like his little singles that he put out.
Yeah, because yeah. He's a grown up, so he talks about grown up shit.
No,
because
he actually can. I can understand what he's saying. Like, he can rap.
He talks about like he's not like pretending he got all this money neither. Yeah, because like, well, I forget what rapper it was. I think it was Snoop Dogg or no, it was Method Man. He was like, how all these rappers coming in the game rich?
Yeah.
Like, where you getting this money from? I sold drugs too, and I was broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very true.
So what we transition to?
We got what's on your mind? I ain't got shit.
Nothing, man.
Okay, well, it's a little serious, but sometimes you gotta talk about it. There was a 13-year-old that killed a 12-year-old that killed a 13-year-old. They're both youth football players. They play for two separate organizations. I don't know which organizations exactly. I don't remember off the top of my head. But
is this here?
Yeah, it was in D.C. No, it was in PG County actually. Mm-hmm. I was just disappointed in like how, like what I was thinking was just like how like we're failed. This pandemic is turning kids into stuff like that when they would be normally just all about playing sports or playing with their friends. Like, these dudes are a year apart. Mm-hmm. Why does a 12-year-old have a gun? And why are they even at the shopping center shooting at each other? Wow. And this is weeks before their two organizations got into a big thing on the field. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just like, we need to do better. This is why I always harp on, like, If a boy is a kid, even a girl, like sometimes we need to understand that we have to put into perspective that their mind is not like us, and we can't just say, "Oh, that's just them." We gotta put the effort out into like trying to help them, because a lot of times they act like that, but they really looking for somebody to show interest in them and stay active in their lives. And it could be just a word that you say to a kid that might save a kid's life, because like, this kid's 13, he didn't get to see life.
Yeah.
He gone. I think he was his mom's only child.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of depressing. I you know, people are doing all this town hall stuff, but all that shit is nice, but actions speak. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I have a kid that I mentor. His mother called me last week about issues that he was having. I took him out and I sat down and talked to him. I told him, look, man, I used us as an example. I said, we go through stuff, but we talk to each other. And if you ever feel any kind of way, talk to me. Mm-hmm. I'll listen. Even if I don't have an answer for you.
You get to get the outlet.
Yeah, you get it out. I'm the outlet. There's no judgment here. The words won't go back mm-hmm. to your mom. We'll figure it out. But I don't want you to feel like you can be depressed and all this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we need more people to do that, because people think, oh, you're a coach or you're this and that's all. That's not my kid. We're supposed to be the village. Right. And this is what's being lost in our society, and that's why kids are doing stuff like that, because that really hurt me. Mm. I don't even know the kids, but it hurt me, man. You know what I'm saying? It could have been any kid. Could have been my nephew. Yeah. Could have been anybody.
Yeah, like I think about it differently now, because I'm gonna be a dad. And like, I, going back to what me and my brother was talking about, because me and Kayla discussed this. So I told my brother, like, all right, so if we have a boy, you know, we have to look out for him even more because he's half black.
Yeah.
So, and then if it's a girl, we have to even be more cautious, because it's like sex traffickers and all that.
Exactly.
They're hunting them down just because you black. So it's like we have to really teach them, like, be careful out there and, like, watch yourself and watch for these things, these signs.
And you don't want to be overly protective, because that pushes them away. Yeah. Just trying to find that middle balance is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it just messed me up. What you think today?
I mean, it really is a matter of, because, Sean and I have had those talks too. Like, what is, like, the balance? Like, do we put a track on their phone? Do we read all their emails and texts when they're not around?
Yeah.
I think, you know, we just got to strike a balance between, because, like, I forget who I was talking to, but they were telling me that their kid was like 11 or 12 and was sending, like, they were on, like, OnlyFans. They had, like, OnlyFans account.
A 12-year-old? Wow.
And so,
hey, you know damn well we were saying we were 18 and over on the porno sites.
No. But are you saying she has one? Like, she's putting out content?
Was, like, sending, like, buying, like, stuff on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
But even so, like, I think it's just a matter of, like,
for me,
training the child and teaching them the way they need to go, and then trusting that they're gonna make the right decisions and giving them an open forum to be able to talk. Because I think, you know, one thing I feel like I couldn't do with my parents was tell them
what this and this.
Yeah, what was going on. Because, like, well, part of it, you know, with them being, you know, not being from here, not understanding all those things. But also, like, that's a conversation I'll be better off having, like, with a friend or with my brother or, you know, someone else. But so,
also, but if you don't mind, but even that, making it feel like, okay, if you feel like you can't tell me that something, sometimes it is like parents need to also realize that it's not that they don't feel like they, you know, sometimes it's just more comfortable telling other people, because I was in the same situation too. Like, there's nothing wrong with having somebody else that you can talk to. I mean, at some point you're going to go back and talk to your parents about it anyway.
Mm-hmm. But not necessarily.
I always did. That was just me. But, like, you know, sometimes as you grow, you can go back and revisit it and just say, this is how I felt at the time. And, you know, but parents have to be receptive to that, because, like, me being a coach, it's things my players will tell me, and they can be close with their parents that they won't tell their parents.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And those kind of conversations you don't always have until you become an adult. Like, me now, me and my mom talk about everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I can talk to her about anything, and, like, even stuff from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she doesn't see me, even though I'm still her child, she sees me as a grown man, an adult. So it's just different than when, you know, I was a kid.
Right.
But it is scary. I agree. Yeah. Like, I mean, it wasn't even a conversation before, like, that was said. Like, now, like, when me and Michelle were taking a trip, you know, I usually will call my mom and just, you know, tell her, you know, I'm on the way. So I called her and she was like, hey, you know, if you get pulled over, just be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even something that was said before. And of course, it happened, but it just speaks to, like, the state of how things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to be worried about that kind of stuff. She's like, you know, just don't back talk, you know.
Yeah.
Don't back talk them. It's just bad.
That's the annoying shit. Like, come on, we really got to worry about that. Just being pulled over.
Like, when my nephew got pulled over, I was fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Like, I panicked. Like, I've never I've never really panicked with police when I got pulled over.
Me neither.
But when I seen my nephew, who's 16 turning 17, I was like terrified. I was really scared. Mm-hmm. And like, it made me really realize, like, yo, this is fucked up. Like, I know it's fucked up, but this is like really fucked up, because my nephew's so scared he called me when the cop was in the car. What do I do? I said, just relax. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. But like, he was fucking terrified. I'm on the phone with Meech, and I'm mad at my nephew, but I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the situation, because he was put in a bad situation. But it was like, what if he said the wrong thing to the cop and the cop lost his fucking mind? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, thank God nothing happened, but mm-hmm. it could have been something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, speaking of cops, like, I think the verdict is coming out this week, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And
shit could go haywire.
Shit is gonna go bad if he goes off.
I think it's gonna go bad.
Even if he gets time, or?
I think he's not gonna get time.
Then they can't put him in a general pop prison. They can't.
No way. So you think he's gonna get time though, right?
It might be some bullshit though.
That's what I'm saying. Cause if he don't get time, then hell's breaking loose. It's plain and simple.
Yeah, because all the evidence is mounting against him like that.
Yeah.
The medical examiner, other police officers.
I mean, Rodney King got kicked in the face by officers, and they got acquitted.
Each
and every one of them. And that shit was on camera.
Yes. This one's on HD.
Yeah. That's
the only thing that's what's on my mind. Like, this might be some shit going down this week.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, me working in DC is like shit. I worried last time. I'm gonna worry. Well, if it happens, I'm not gonna be at work, so you know I could be a little bit more judicious about it. But it's like, you know, I worry about all the people that's gonna be out there that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, because everybody isn't. That, you know what I'm saying? I know police officers, and most of the police officers I know aren't like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, they know who the bad cops are, and you know, you get bunched in with the bad people.
Yeah, even though you're a good cop, you still considered bad just because.
Exactly. So that's nerve wracking. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, pray for the best, but you never know. And then, I mean, even with the other, what's the kid named Wright?
Something right.
D. Wright, I forget his first name. Like, when Dog the Bounty Hunter has something to say about the procedure, you fucking up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when Bounty Hunter Hulk Hogan is out here, you know, telling you that, how the fuck, why is your taser in your on your hip and not up? And just,
nah, that's a whole fucking lie, because you can differentiate a taser and a heavy gun.
Doesn't even weigh the same.
Yeah.
And they don't even go on the same hand.
No,
exactly.
One goes in your dominant hand.
Exactly. And then she didn't even apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me. I was like, damn, she didn't even give a fuck.
Quit. She got like protection because like her house got barricaded or something. I saw that earlier.
They had to do that.
That's fucked up. Like,
I understand that, but it's not for her. It's for the family. Because her family ain't got nothing to do with what she did. Mm. I understand. Her ass, if she was single and all that shit, leave a dumb ass alone. But if she got kids and shit, the kids shouldn't suffer for what the mom did. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
and she, also, did y'all see the other video? The little kid in South Carolina and the white man?
Nah, I didn't see it.
What happened? You heard this white man was like stationed down there, right? He an army vet or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's telling this black kid to just get out of my neighborhood, motherfucker, or some shit like that. He pushed him, he assaulted him and all that. It was on camera. Talking about get out of my neighborhood, you don't belong here, or some shit like that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
If it happened from Thursday on to now, I would have missed it.
Nah, but the good thing is next day, everybody pulled up in his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ain't had nothing to say. Of course not. And you know, in South Carolina, yeah, this racist, but them black folk ain't no suckers.
Yeah. Pulled up.
Yeah, they pulled up deep as hell, too.
Deep as fuck.
Stuttering and everything.
Just come outside. We not gonna jump you.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out for Chris, but.
That's another story. Oh, shit. I hope we transition to that, too. to summer plans and goals.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I was just thinking, like, so what do you guys have planned, like, some for the summer? I'm sure trips and stuff. I know Tune loves to travel and right. stuff. So I know you got something planned. Yeah.
What you got?
You got like 5 trips.
Right.
You know, I'm going to Puerto Rico for 3 days.
Going to Puerto Rico by myself.
No, he's not.
Hey, chill.
Yeah, going to Mexico.
Oh, yeah? Month.
When?
Next month.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What, Cancun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many days?
5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This will be a nice little...
Little thought spot. Okay.
Nah, negative. Going with the lady.
I'm actually going to Vegas in July.
Oh, yeah?
For like 6 days.
No, that's a real thought spot.
That's a thought spot right there.
I'm single. I don't give a fuck. But
he's about to be thotting for real.
Actually, right. It's funny. I'm going to be the youngest person in the group.
Damn.
What
that mean?
No, it's just funny because it's one of my coworkers. He's going. The trip is actually going to be like $500 with the flight included.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be good. I don't give a fuck where I go. As long as I can sit down and close my eyes for how long is the flight?
Should be like 4 hours, right? 4 or 5?
Going east to west is short.
Like 4 or 5.
Well, actually, I think you're flying against, maybe you're flying against one. I don't remember. One is short, one is long. I forget.
That's fine.
But yeah, Vegas probably has the best pool parties I've ever been to.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, but they might still be doing them,
bro.
Hell yeah,
you seen OB stories?
DC is the only place that's like closed for real. Everybody else is open.
OB is out in Vegas. You know he lives there. He's living his best life.
He's living his best life.
Damn, OB got the Rona then.
Facts.
He actually has to be invited to a recording. So shout out to OB.
Oh, shout out, fam.
Oh yeah.
Because I posted a
thing. I still mean it.
He was like, you ain't going to invite me? And I was like,
you're a Vegas fan.
You haven't worn a mask for 2 years. Let's wait a little bit.
Of all places. I mean, Vegas is cool.
Yeah, no, the pool parties. When I went, one of the last times I went to, I forget what club was it. Was it Tao? No. This is one of, there's... I give you all low down because I've been there so many times. Mm-hmm. But Ray Sremmon performed like randomly. Like they decided
they popped up.
They popped up and decided to perform, and we were like right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun.
Were they all like Gail's height?
Huh?
They were all like Gail's height.
No, but like their energy was just like.
Bro, so before I started working at Opera, apparently they were there one night, and they had to shut the doors because people bum rushed the barricade.
Bro, like they were, like their performance just has so much like.
They got energy.
They're like rock stars.
For the rest of the trip, we played Ray Sremmon in the car, like the rest of the trip.
Somebody come get him.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So other than that, I'm in the midst of like a cut, so like I'm cutting down weight.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to get like
what are you trying to get to now?
205.
Okay.
Which
okay, Bones. John Bones Jones out here.
Yeah, 205, like I'll be
pretty lean.
Shredded. So yeah, man, I've been on it, man, like nutrition wise. Been on it. Gym wise. So that's really it, man. Trying to work like my investments and ventures and stuff, trying to grow that this year, man, while we try to buy a house. And that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
This housing market sucks. Like it's
in this area?
It's everywhere.
Oh,
yeah. I'm selling my house in Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
Because the market is just crazy everywhere. So I was like, shoot.
You just flexing on this.
It's like, nah, I might as well take advantage. No, but it's great for sellers, but we're trying to buy. And it's like the same place we saw. The price went up like $120,000.
Ooh.
Since like last year.
They're like, you got your STEMI, fam.
Right. You got
3 STEMIs. You better have that bread.
So, like, it's like, you know, you're damn if you do, damn if you don't. Because if you wait, the price will come down, so the interest rates will go back up.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Either way, you fucked.
Yeah. So it's like, and we don't want to do, we're trying to find. So there's a few neighborhoods we're looking at.
Mm.
But.
the way these prices set up.
I know you want to live in a nice neighborhood, not no bullshit neighborhood.
I'm trying, man.
Because if it was a bullshit neighborhood, you probably still get it at a good price.
Yeah. I want the price to drop, man. Like,
you might as well just move. Honestly, have you checked in Baltimore?
No, I ain't doing Baltimore. You're not working in Arlington? Man. I work in Arlington.
You be all right, niggas?
Yeah. No.
That's a good hour and a half.
No.
Yeah. No. Just tell them, I'm teleworking every day, exactly, man. Nah, I come to the office once every 2 weeks.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
My coworker lives in East Baltimore, drives to work every day.
My mom had
he making more money here than he make in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. But I don't have to live in Baltimore. Like my mom has a colleague that was at the hospital center living in New York. You probably knew her.
I probably did. I know all of them goddamn people.
Yeah, she was living in York, Pennsylvania, driving all the way to D.C.
Dog, it's a dude that lives in Durham, North Carolina, and works at the hospital center.
How?
Probably takes a train or a ferry.
He buys a monthly pass. He'll work like 3 or 4 days in a row and be off for like 5 days.
Yeah, I know people do that.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Putting all sorts of mileage on his car. Right. But that's not me.
Nah.
But, Gail, we know what your plans are.
Get you a beater.
Yeah, what is it? Baby shower in July. I think I got to attend 2 other baby showers, my cousins, and then.
Good Lord.
Yeah, we got to get a link for your registry so we can start.
Episode.com. Exactly. Chico Fonte. Exactly. Chico. Other than that, just baby shower, that's it.
Baby shower.
Are you going to put your baby in Jay's?
Hell no.
That's fucked up. You gonna have J's on up? And the baby ain't gonna have no J's.
Outgrow in a week? Hell no.
The hypocrisy.
Nah, I wonder, like, you know.
So that means you gotta start wearing J's too.
That's dead.
He might.
He gonna have to.
He gonna start wearing Shaqs.
So gonna have on Shaqs. He gonna have on Shaqs. We taking pictures with Shaqs on.
Family pic.
In a velour sweatsuit.
Boo foo.
Like, yeah, Gail pull up with the stroller. His kid got the barberries on.
We're clowning, but that's a black entrepreneurship.
The triple B, big baller brand.
Big baller brand.
I ain't tripping over the big baller brand. Big baller brand, cool.
Nah, fuck that.
And hey. Lonzo almost blew up his foot. Right. Where Joe's playing
he should have been playing basketball in them.
They're basketball shoes.
They're basketball shoes.
Would you play basketball in some ones?
That was early.
But would you now?
No.
Okay, and those are basketball shoes too.
Because I had a foot injury. I played ball in forces.
I would never. You crazy.
You played ball in forces.
You don't remember? That used to be the shoe back in my
life. Nah, man.
Nah.
So he go hoop and then go rob somebody.
Exactly.
I had forces in ninth grade.
We all did.
I played on them too.
Never had forces. Don't put me in there with y'all. I had on. What would I have? Some fake butters.
What?
Well, I feel like I remember those shoes.
I had fake butters.
Hold on, I'm trying. Ain't that lugs?
No, it was
work boots.
Mountain gear. Mountain gear.
I don't remember.
Oh, mountain gear. They're the work boots.
Yeah, oh, legit boots. Work boots.
Yeah, it was steel toe. Fuck somebody up in school.
The new kicker for Parkdale.
My mom had bought me. I remember with the Foot Locker and. Why do parents make you feel so bad about shit?
Mm-hmm.
So, remember the Flight Positive 3s with the bubbles? Remember they came out with the little special joints with the blue without the bubble?
Mm-hmm.
So, they was on sale for like 60. And my mom wanted to buy me shoes, and I was like, I want them. Do you know my mom looked at me like I was the worst thing in the world because it was $60? She's like, you better have good grades. I had like a 2.1. It's like, well, the shoes already here, so she can't take them back. Put them in my room, don't ever let them see it again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
What's your plan, Seth?
Well, you know, I'm going to Vegas, try to see if I can sneak off another little quick trip. I'm going to New York tomorrow. Got him nervous. Everybody, sign out. But I'm going to go to New York tomorrow. I'm going to be there for like 2 or 3 days. I just want to get out. I haven't been out to DMV like properly since like 2018, maybe 17. So it's been a long time since I've been out away. So I just wanted to get out, go explore.
Got that work up there. Okay.
You can go work.
You can go to Waldorf.
Right.
I've been to Waldorf. Passport? That's Virginia now. And I live closer to Waldorf than anybody.
That's true.
And I'll be there in like 30 minutes.
You make it sound like it's 30. It's really not
30. It's like 45. Yeah. But
I never forget when I went to go to my boy's house. This is in college. It was in Waldorf. And I wasn't driving. My boy was driving.
He's like, where are we going?
No, we about 30 minutes. Then he fell asleep, woke up. We were still driving.
And it was dark. He's like, what the fuck?
I was like, you lie. This is not 30 minutes, dog. No,
well, the times I'd be going, is the middle
like
of the day.
You can go like 100.
Yeah. No. I don't go. I go around the time where the traffic's starting to build up. But when I go and there's no traffic, it's like 32 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, because like when I went to my boy house when he had the stripper party at the beginning of the Rona before we knew this shit could kill you, I got there in like 30 minutes. Mm. Spent like $150 on in-house strippers.
Oof.
Yeah, I was tripping. Yeah. That's when I thought, oh man, the club closed for like 2 weeks. I get the money back.
Right.
A month later, I was like, oh, why did I spend all the money on the strippers? I don't even like strippers.
It's the biggest waste of money ever.
It is. Oh gosh.
Second to gambling, but you know.
It's the same thing.
But you. Yeah, you're right.
There's no return on your investment for real.
I was about to say, what you gambling on pussy? Nah.
Some dudes do.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that. Well, football is going to come back for me at some point. Mm-hmm. So I got to start gearing up. I've been getting calls from youth organizations. I could come to their practice and help them out with the line because apparently I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been getting slowly back into that. Got to train my nephew. I want him to be really good next year. Get him strong. Get his technique right. Then, you know, work at the club.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing special.
Yeah. Sound like that's all we got.
Oh,
man.
Wow. I think we need a question.
Oh, yeah. That's the question part. My fault.
Yeah. Let me see. I did have a question, and then I've lost it.
I'm tired, fam. Let's cut it.
You want to cut it?
No, we got the question. That's the question. The last one anyway. That's the last segment.
Okay. Who was the worst player out of these three players?
Oh, Lord.
Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and let's say Tracy McGrady.
Paul Pierce.
I'm going to go with Paul.
I'm going with Ray.
Ray was a dog. Don't ever do that.
That's rude.
Yeah, that's real disrespectful.
That's real disrespectful. Do you not remember what young Ray was doing in Milwaukee?
Who did Ray take a backseat to when he went to Boston?
He had to.
He didn't have to. Why would he have to?
It was Paul's team.
Okay, so what? LeBron came to Miami and took over.
That's not the same.
It's really not.
Whatever. I think Paul Pierce was great. People don't like him because of the shit he do now. Stripper Paul, he good with me. And Ray Allen, who did he ever really beat?
He couldn't beat nobody in the West because Kobe's there.
He was also in the East. Before you went to the West.
Iverson's there. Vince Carter's there.
His team was way better than Iverson's
team. Paul
Pierce
wasn't even in the playoffs.
Yeah, he had Antoine.
Oh, all right then.
Ray Allen had a team that should have went to the finals and they lost to a one-man team.
Anomaly.
Yeah, I'm still going Paul Pierce.
Yeah, Paul Pierce is
That's
trash.
Right. I mean, they're all great players, but.
His question was, who was the worst? You know.
That's not a slight to Paul Pierce.
Yeah, it's not a slight.
I feel you. It's not a slight to Ray Allen. I just think Paul Pierce is better.
No, you're just wrong. Anyway.
Yeah, you're wrong.
We out.
Peace.
Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.